You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Julie Kane in for Hanat Baba. Names can be misleading. Peanuts are not nuts, for example, but legumes. Koala bears are not actually bears. They're marsupials. So what about Oakland's so-called Lake Merritt? Is a lake really what it is? That's what one of our listeners asked us through our project, Hey Area. That's where you ask the questions and we find the answers. To do just that, here's KALW's Jürgen Klemm.
Lake Merritt is actually not a lake. This body of water was originally a tidal slough, or a tidal lagoon, as it has been and still is, connected to the salty ocean water of the bay. If we were to call it in a historically correct way, it would be Lagoon Merritt or Slough Merritt, or maybe even the Ohlone Slough, because the Ohlone people were the first ones to settle this swampy area. Fishing and hunting were several creeks emptied into what we today call the San Francisco Bay. The recorded history of Lake Merritt begins in the 1810s, when the local natives were removed to Mission San Jose, and the estuary and its surrounding 45,000 acres became a ranch. With the gold rush, new settlers started squatting the area that's now downtown Oakland. Human population mushroomed on the shores of the lagoon, and former Ohlone fishing and hunting territory was turned into a sewage dump. In 1868, Oakland Mayor Dr. Samuel Merritt decided to remake the lagoon into a symbol of civic pride. The sewage was directed to the bay and a dam was built along 12th Street. The water attracted a lot of migratory birds, along with a lot of hunters. Locals soon grew tired of gunfire in their neighborhood, and in 1870, Lake Merritt became the first wildlife sanctuary in North America. And thanks to Dr. Samuel Merritt, it's not only a sanctuary for birds, but also Oaklanders.